Historic site, 927 Exchange Street, and I believe we've got Marcia in right now.
I believe we do. Marcia, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me on the show this morning.
Glad to. How excited are you here for White Christmas at Red Rocks this upcoming weekend?
Well, I'm very excited, and look out your window right now. Obviously, Mother Nature is also cooperating, giving us some of that white stuff as we speak.
Yeah, there's the white, and we just need the red coming up this Sunday from 2 until 4. So, Marcia, what kind of lineup do you have in store for us?
Well, Red Rocks will be decorated for the holidays, and again, we're featuring local talent performing in the spacious sitting room in the William Allen White House with several groups. At 2 o'clock, the Emporia State University Flute Quartet will be performing. They always provide an unusual and memorable program. At 2:45, something new for Red Rocks. Bobby Milner, well-known and retired Emporia Gazette reporter, will be playing traditional Christmas carols on the piano and invites guests to sing along. Closing our program, at 3:30, Emporia High School's Viva Voce Ensemble, a longtime Red Rocks White Christmas performer under the direction of Sarah Bays, will sing. We'll also have refreshments of holiday cookies, cider, and hot chocolate that will be served at the visitor center throughout the come-and-go event.
Well, what a festive afternoon that promises to be, coming up again this Sunday from 2 until 4, Red Rocks White Christmas. I did not know Bobby played the piano.
That's news to me,
too. Bobby play the piano, she also plays the electric guitar.
Oh, wow. Now, we're going to have to see if we can talk her into bringing the guitar there, too, although we'll have to do that at low volume, I think.
Well, there's a story there.
I think yes. There's definitely a story there, for sure. Marcia, when it comes to, you know, White Christmas, is this more of a showcase event, kind of an open house, how you're looking at it, or just basically a community activity that we're going to be able to enjoy here on Sunday?
White Christmas is a thank you gift to the community in appreciation for the support offered by the community throughout the year. And right now, on behalf of the board of the William Allen White Community Partnership, I want to thank everyone very sincerely for visiting Red Rocks with their family and friends, for attending the programs, for helping us maintain the gardens and grounds, and volunteering at special events. This caps off our 20th anniversary of the Red Rock State Historic Site opening to the public.
Well, Marcia, has it been a good 2025?
Yes, it has, and we're excited to cap it off this year with White Christmas. And I do want to add that this year, Red Rock's White Christmas is dedicated to the memory of Sherry Scribner, the longtime coordinator of this well-loved holiday open house event. We just lost Sherry this month to cancer. She's chaired the White Christmas event for many years as the Emporia State University archivist, also serving on the William Allen White Community Partnership Board. Sherry was a great resource for the work we do. In her role, she collaborated each year to host the program in February on the occasion of William Allen White's birthday, which is February 10th, in the William Allen White Memorial Library on the ESU campus.
Ken Marshall Lawrence joining us here as we talk about White Christmas at Red Rocks coming up 2 to 4 p.m. this upcoming Sunday at the Red Rocks State Historic Site. Again, wrapping up the 20th anniversary of really the historic site opening to the public. Marcia, from your perspective, you know, you've had a lot of programs, White Christmas being one of those, to kind of keep the white name in the community and also to kind of really dovetail into some of the other different historical aspects of the white tenure that a lot of folks really wouldn't consider as being part of history here in Emporia or nationwide.
That's absolutely true. And through this 20th anniversary year, we've showcased programs that highlight Catherine White, the wife of William Lindsay White, William Allen White's daughter, and we've gone all the way back to William Allen White's mother, Mary Ann Hatton White.
Yeah, it's been a splendid year, and we certainly are very fortunate to have Red Rocks here as a state historic site. So again, Red Rocks White Christmas is happening this Sunday from 2 until 4. They've got a great lineup with cookies, ciders, and cocoa for you there. Marcia, anything else we need to add?
Just everyone, please come and enjoy ringing in the holidays with us. This is a come-and-go event, so come anytime between 2 and 4. I will also add that Red Rocks is in a kind of a twist, doesn't actually receive any state funding for operation of the site. And we do rely heavily on the donations of those who attend our events. However, this Sunday is a thank you to all those people who have helped us through the year and over the last 20 years.
And a big thank you it is.
Absolutely. Well, and we're looking for a huge attendance here. Red Rocks White Christmas coming up 2 to 4 p.m. Sunday. Marcia, thanks so much for joining us here today. Hope you have a great turnout. Weather looks like it's going to be good.
Thanks so much, and thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks, Marcia. Good to talk to you, Marcia.
Bye.
Marcia Lawrence, Red Rocks White Christmas this Sunday. Chuck, 2
All
to
right.
4.
Yes, indeed. We're still looking for some of our Newsmaker 2 spots here for the week, but we'll be getting those filled here probably before the morning is out. And if you want one of our morning show spots, regardless of the time period, let us know. Call us at 620-342-1400 or shoot us an email to KVOE at KVOE.com.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by longbineauto.com. It is 8:39. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A U.S. appeals court has ruled that the